Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In reading a memoir, we often learn much more than we thought we would. As Hofstra University professor of English, G.T. Kauser explains, memoirs can shape our perceptions and are often at the forefront of important social movements.
The common way of looking at memoir is as a literary genre like fiction, poetry, and drama. But memoir can also be looked at another way, as the most literary form of life writing, an activity most of us engage in all of our lives, in diaries, letters, blogs, and so on. So memoir's weakness, from an aesthetic point of view, its location on the border between the literary and the subliterary, is its strength from a different perspective. Over 100 years ago, William Dean Howells pronounced it the most democratic province in the Republic of Letters. He was right. Its accessibility makes it the genre that best expresses our individualistic, egalitarian ethos. In American literary history, memoir has long functioned as the threshold genre through which various minorities have gained access to the realm of literature. Consider the antebellum slave narrative, which first empowered African Americans to tell their lives. Similarly, in the late 20th century, memoir surges tracked successive rights movements, the civil rights movement, the women's liberation movement, the gay rights movement, and the disability rights movement. Of these, the last most vividly illustrates the genre's accessibility. In recent years, memoir has issued from people whose conditions were once believed to preclude self-representation, individuals with locked-in syndrome, Down syndrome, autism, and early Alzheimer's. Granted, much memoir is narcissistic, trashy, and not worth your time. But before you dismiss memoir in its entirety, remember that it has served historically, and it still functions, to make visible lives that were once lived in the shadows, or were considered not worth living, let alone writing.
That was Hofstra University's G.T. Kauser. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. About a lucky man.